your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane and famous Exxon gasolines. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday. Now with your host, Rick Moore.
All right, it's Fundraiser Sunday, and goodness knows, we all love that. Let me take a moment and thank everybody we should be thanking already. Those who pledged last year, those who I'm counting on pledging this year. And let me take a moment and thank everyone who is not a parent. It's pretty easy not being a parent, usually anyway. It's annoying when a coworker skips out on a work day because the kid is sick or they don't have children on their teacher's work day at school. It's kind of easy being a non-parent, except it's kind of like being a non-smoker, wondering why everyone else gets a break and you're left doing the work while they're all somewhere other than their desk. But not having children obviously has its perks. I can spend my money on things other than soon-to-be-outgrown shoes, and I don't have to fill a committee position on my child's extracurricular organization, and I can openly criticize the poor job real parents are doing. I'm driving by Albemarle High School last week as the students are working their way to class, and I'm stopped at the light in front of the school watching the students, and I see two girls in separate groups toss litter on the ground. And toss may be too nice a word, for one of them was actually litter thrown to the ground. I mean, one girl finished her drink, gave it an extra swirl, and then just tossed the bottle aside in the road and continued walking. Not only did she fail to give it any concern, neither of the other folks with her flinched or looked behind. And while sitting in my car replaying this in my head for accuracy, another girl just about a dozen steps behind finished removing the wrap from whatever she had in her hand and just let it go, fluttering away to the ground. Really? The youth of today are people concerned with our environment? Recycling? Changing us to compact fluorescent light bulbs and such? I realize it's completely unfair to take the behavior of these two students and apply it to everyone at Albemarle, much less expanding it to all the minors in our area, but where did they learn this behavior to be acceptable? If it wasn't from their parent, and it was from a friend who learned it from their parent, or one of their friends who let it happen without qualm learned from a parent. Like I said, it's easy to criticize parental behavior when you don't have any kids yourself. But we all know that behavior is learned, at least in this case. I doubt we can find any scientists announcing that being a litter bug is genetic deficiency. And you know what another part of this problem is? No adults said a single thing about it. Not a single car at that stoplight honked, rolled down a window to yell anything. I doubt I was the only person who saw at least part of this, but even I saved my yelling for the microphone. Are we to teach anything if we don't comment about it? Education doesn't only take place inside the building or with a book in hand. So let me back up a minute. I guess not being a parent isn't really that easy either, because we have our own responsibilities, even to those who have kids. So here's my little bit. Pick up your trash! Thank you. All right, just in case I turned off every parent out there, we still need your money. Please pledge anyway, because like I said, I had my own responsibility in that situation, even though I'm not a parent, and I failed to do it. So I recognize, it probably took me 15 minutes, that I shouldn't have just been complaining about a parent. I should have been complaining about myself. All right, on to Fundraiser Sunday here on WNRN. It's really one of the most important times of the year, and I'm not sure that people realize that. I have a lot of friends who comment about the fact that fundraiser time of year isn't eats into the music time that they would otherwise like to have. And I always try and remind them that It's Fundraiser Sunday that allows the other 50 weeks out of the year to be music without conversation. So keep that in mind. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Those numbers will get you into the studio. And please, it's a very important time of year. I can't emphasize that enough. And WNRN goes far out of the norm to offer thank yous to people who dial up with their pledge. For those who have somehow missed out for the last week, we have several different levels of pledge. There's level one at $35. Level two is a $50 pledge. Level three, $75. And level four is a $100 pledge. There are a variety of things that the station will offer you as a thanks for your money to help us meet our budget and stay on air for the next 6 months. If you dial up, we have a couple of people here to answer phones, get your information, and ask what you would like as a thank you. There's a lot of gift certificates out here today. Brunch for two at La Toile, a personal thank you to Mark and Vicky Gresge for offering that, a lunch for two at La Toile here on West Main in Charlottesville. And they just did change their brunch menu. It's pretty awesome. I'll go over that a little bit later. As always, a thanks to the Markets of Tiger Fuel folks. There's a Bel Air gift certificate, a Mill Creek on the south side of town, a Forest Lakes on the north side of town. For those of you who maybe would normally sleep in or listen to this from your bed because of your Saturday night fun, 12th Street Tap House. We have a gift certificate to the new 12th Street Tap House, which is in the location of the former Northern Exposure. Breakfast for two at Bluegrass Grill and Bakery. We have Mono Loco, Clifton Inn, Hamilton's, Maya. There's a variety of things out there. Call up, ask. People will be glad to help you and walk you through your pledge and your personal thanks. Plus, there's a T-shirt for almost every level pledge. And I'm going to introduce our guest today and let you know, every year, every fundraiser, one of the things that is crucial to the wake-up call on Sundays is it's not just talking about current events. It's letting people know what important organizations exist in our community. It is alerting people to the passions that other people have and the importance that they have in our area. For a $100 pledge, a top-level pledge, you can call in, let me know what topic you would like to do, what organization you would like me to cover. You can help me put the program together, pick the panel, and we'll work together on getting your show on air. That's a $100 level pledge. So, and the folks on today are an example of what you can make happen. So let me fire up the proper buttons, hopefully, and introduce our guest today from Blue Star Families of Central Virginia. We have co-president Jackie Checalupo.
Good morning.
Good morning. That quite wasn't loud enough. So let's try this. Say hi once again.
Good morning.
Oh, much, much better. Much, much better. Jackie Checalupo here, co-president of Blue Star Families of Central Virginia, and Karen Bobbitt. Karen, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
We can turn all that up a bit, Sean. Maybe grab Ann to get her in here to make sure that our funky mixer is working properly. So let me do this, 979-0919. Once again, Blue Star Families of Central Virginia is here to help us today. Ann's going to come in and play with this mixer for a minute. Another reason to make sure that you call in with your pledge so that we could finally get a mixer that just says, push this button, push that button, and all be done.
Looks okay to me.
All right. Sean, why don't we pull that microphone down, too, and we'll get started during our interview with Karen and Jackie. Karen?
Yes.
Thank you very much. You've been with Blue Star Families for how long?
6 years.
6 years. And Jackie?
The same. We were the founding, or assisting founding the founders.
So, founding of this organization, Blue Star Families of Central Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
What is Blue Star Families? I mean, let's give you your props.
Okay. Blue Star Families is actually a chapter of the Blue Star Mothers, which is a it's an organization that is nationwide. This is something that started way back during World War II, and it kind of rises and falls as the need arises. And there was not a chapter in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and as Iraqi freedom was starting, there were some concerned parents that wanted to join together to support not only our sons and daughters who were going to be going overseas, but also the families that were left behind. The reason we're called Blue Star Families of Central Virginia is because we want it to include not just the mothers, but the fathers, the wives, the sisters, the brothers, grandmothers, grandfathers, you know, a total support group, not just isolated to mothers.
So is this just about an organization who has support for the families of soldiers?
Well, that is certainly our main mission, is to support families. But we also send boxes of care packages to those deployed troops and their friends. We gather together to read inspirational poems and letters that the troops themselves have written in as a form of thank you for our efforts. And also, we support the families who are left behind by connecting them with any necessary organization that may offer some assistance if needed.
And you mentioned that this was an older organization.
Correct.
What was the reasoning for the original startup, both nationally and locally?
Well, apparently what happened was back in World War II, a husband actually went to Congress and asked to be able to create this organization. I think the important thing to remember is when the troops go overseas, I'm one of those type of people that if I stay motivated and I stay focused and busy, it helps me mentally and physically while I'm dealing with what's going on with your child being that far away. And so this gentleman did that, and he actually helped form that organization for his wife and some of the other mothers whose children were overseas during World War II. And I think we need to remember at that time, we probably even remember pictures or it brought up in movies where there was a Blue Star hanging in the window of a family. A lot of the the famous painter, help me here.
Norman Rockwell.
Thank you. Norman Rockwell paintings have the blue stars in the pictures. And that was all a part of, you know, they were knitting socks or scarves or things like that and sending them over to the troops. I think it was also important to us because if you live in a town where there's a military base, there seems to generally be that support type of group. If you live in an area where, you know, we're just moms and dads who go to work and we live by other people who don't know what we're going through, it was a good opportunity for us to pull together and to be able to support each other.
Each other, especially with this war.
Is this war... So let me back up a second. So we have Jackie Checalupo. See, I told you I was going to mispronounce
it. It's okay.
It. Jackie Checalupo. And it's even in front of me in phonetic spelling. Karen Bobbitt here from Blue Star Families of Central Virginia, an organization that supports other military families.
Correct.
Who from each of your family is a soldier overseas? Is it just overseas or just away from home in any means?
No, they don't have to be overseas. My son actually, Ian Bobbitt, went to Western Albemarle High School, went to VMI when he got out of high school, went into the private workforce, and then he felt like there was something missing in his life, and he decided to go into the service. And then, of course, 9/11 happened, and so, you know, he definitely pushed more to do what he felt was right for the country. Now, he has since gotten out of the military, but he was in for 5 years, and during those 5 years, we became active with the Blue Star group. And quite honestly, I feel that a lot of those sons and daughters, even though they're not mine, I do feel like they are mine to a certain extent. We've built a real bond with the families, and I feel like I need to support them until they come home. Again, my son is out of the service now, and he's out in the private workforce, has married, has a child. But there are a lot of families who aren't. Example is Jackie.
Similar to mine. My husband is a retired military officer, and I have two sons, both of whom are serving in our armed forces. One is presently stationed in Iraq, and the other is preparing to redeploy again. So our family, you know, this is considered almost an outpost, if you will, for military families here in the Charlottesville area. Yes, there's the Hampton Roads area with a high concentration of military, but it's not as close to home. So the organization here in Charlottesville really answered a need for many of us who are in the area.
And I grew up in the Hampton Roads area, so I'm familiar with military families. A lot of my closest friends in high school were children from of a military family. 11:19 here on the wake up call. We're going to take a quick break. Dial us up 979-0919 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Please make your pledge to WNRN. Feel free to copy others like Brenda Clements Jones, who is a regular. Seasonal, is that the proper word? Spring and fall. Brenda always pledges to the wake-up call, and Brenda is a wonderful person, and I'm a big fan of Brenda's because she always comes through for a WNRN. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN Rocks. The markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Cloudy, showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, clearing off later today. Highs in the upper 60s, mid-70s in Richmond. Partly cloudy and windy tonight. Lows 33 to 38, lower 40s in Richmond. Sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s, upper 50s only in the valley. Right now, there's some clouds across the listening area. 66 in the valley and in Lynchburg, 70 in Richmond. A little chillier in Charlottesville at 60 degrees.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
All right, we're back in action here on the Wake Up Call. You know, it's not just people and their pledges that keep us going. It's also the underwriters like the folks at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports. Staff at Blue Ridge do area runs and hikes themselves, can help you with anything you need to know, and fit you with the footwear, gear, and performance clothing to fit your outdoor pursuits and lifestyle. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports can be found in the Barracks Road Shopping Center here in Charlottesville. They have two locations in Richmond now and online at brms.com. Let me take a moment and remind everyone about what is out there and available for your pledge. It's 11:21 on the wake-up call. Don't forget that level 4 pledge. I'm not trying to drag the money out of everybody's pocket at the highest means, but the level 4 pledge, that if you want something, if you want a gift certificate to a restaurant, they're out there for all three level pledges. Like I said earlier, level 2, we have L'Etoile Brunch for Two, which is incredible. 12th Street Tap House, Enoteca, Sublime is there, as well as the Markets of Tiger Fuel locations. Breakfast at Bluegrass Grill and Bakery for two people for a level 3 pledge. Level 4, there's the restaurants, Hamilton's, Maya, Mono Loco, Clifton Inn. You know, one of our favorite guests, Lee Channing. I have an hour with Lee Channing if you would like that for a level 4 pledge. And if you had to pay for that out of your pocket, it would be even more than that. This is not money going to WNRN, and we're keeping the extra. This is Lee was nice enough to donate this hour with her level 4 pledge. But the key factor here, level 4 pledge will get you to pick a show topic on the wake-up call if that's something that you would like to happen. If you have your organization similar to Jackie and Karen and their interest and effort spent with the time at Blue Star Families of Central Virginia. So if you have something, you have a topic that you feel is important that people find out more about, you want to come on and talk about it, please call us up, 979-0919. Make your pledge, and you and I can get together and talk about how to make that work. All right, back in action here with Jackie and Karen. Ladies, you talk about having monthly meetings. I'm curious as to what goes on at a monthly meeting. You know, other than just sort of, because my vision so far is of a group hug. You know, how's your child doing? Oh, I'm here to support you. Call me. Come over for coffee if you're having a bad day about this. But what goes on at a meeting with Blue Star Families?
Well, in fact, that is what happens, and also much more. We meet the third Thursday of each month at the American Legion on Route 250 East near Keswick. At each of these meetings, we discuss fundraising activities. We discuss future mailings of packages, care packages, items that would be placed in those packages, supporting the National Guard unit and the American Legion in whatever way. Actually, the American Legion has been very supportive of us by allowing us to meet in their facility.
What goes in a care package? Are we talking about, Karen, you said you have two family members. I'm looking at Jackie and calling you Karen. Jackie, you have two family members.
Yes.
Currently deployed.
One is deployed. The other is preparing to deploy.
And so are the care packages sent directly to the family members, or are there any gatherings where you ask the community or members of Blue Star Families to gather up a lot of items so you can send 100 boxes to a particular unit?
Yes, we develop a deployment list, those of us who have people deployed there. And each of our family members understand that these boxes, they often receive between 8 and 10 boxes at a time when we have a major mailing. Those boxes are filled with items that our loved ones share with the fellow unit members. So it's very similar to receiving a surprise package whenever they do get them. They're shared with items such as crunchy food items, protein snacks, drink powders to help to help make the plain H2O taste a little better.
I think it's important to remember that even though we're sending those 8 or 10 boxes, say, to my son or to Jackie's sons, what they do is they open them up and share them with their entire units. For example, my son, where he was located, he had access to, like, a store where he could pick up the fun stuff, you know, and there were people who were further out in the field who are camping, who are in tents, and they don't necessarily have the luxury of, you know, walking down the road in the camp and picking up, you know, a candy bar or something, for example. And so what he would do is he would get his boxes, he would share with his unit, but there were specific things that he would then rebox and send them out further out into the field to some of the people out there who would enjoy those things because they couldn't get them and he could. A perfect example this time of year is the Girl Scout cookies. We all love Girl Scouts.
My.
And we all love Girl Scout cookies. My son was actually out in the field when his boxes of Girl Scout cookies arrived. But any of us who have been a cookie mom before know that even though they're in the boxes, you can smell them. Because my house smelled like mint cookies for a while. But I can tell you that when my son arrived back in from the field, let's picture piranhas circling around fresh meat. That was kind of what it was like, because the other people that were there knew there were Girl Scout cookies in those boxes, and they couldn't wait for him to get back to open those boxes up to share them.
Did they wait for him to get back?
Yes, they did.
And that itself says a lot about our military troops. Honesty.
We also, in, on April 16th, we will be having another Girl Scout cookie boxing or mailing for that very same reason. My sons happen to be always in the outposts, if you will, and they look forward to the April mailings of Girl Scout cookies. And thanks to the Girl Scout troops who ask people to donate boxes of cookies for that very purpose.
So that is an option. You can be at your I know that I regularly see the Girl Scouts at a table set up outside the grocery store that I typically shop at. So
right.
There is a bin or a box there where I can buy myself a bag of cookies, a box of cookies, but also throw in an extra $5 where that box of cookies would be donated to the Blue Star Families organization.
Yes, the Girl Scouts here in Charlottesville have been very supportive of that. They have they've had signs. They've said, would you like to buy a box for the troops when they're buying a box for themselves? They also have, over the last couple of years, collected donations, monetary donations, to help pay for the shipping of the boxes. So they have been very, very supportive.
Majority of the shipping costs does fall upon the Blue Star Families, however. We have agreed to mail those. As a matter of fact, Crutchfield and International Auto have often helped pay for some of our shipping costs, which we are very grateful.
That's wonderful. We are here on a fundraiser Sunday here at WNRN. We are taking your calls. I see a couple of the lines are lit, but I think we have 4 or 5 phone lines for when things get out of hand. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN Rocks. Please call us up, make your pledge, and maybe you can have your organization on to talk about the importance of what you do, the importance of what is done by your group for the Charlottesville community, and maybe even a larger space. Just a reminder, some of the shows that we have done since the last fundraiser of this sort, we did a show on the Salvation Army, Jefferson Madison Regional Library. We had a program about economics and the current situation for the elderly. Last week, when Pete Ronayne was subbing for me, thank you very much, Pete. Shakespeare Theater was in the studio. Virginia Film Festival last fall. So again, aside from the other topics that we do, that's also a key part of what makes WNRN and the Wake Up Call hopefully important to some people, and should be even important to almost everyone here in Charlottesville. I'm going to do something here real quick and see if this works. Ladies, hang on. We do have Jackie Checalupo and Karen Bobbitt here from Blue Star Families of Central Virginia. And let me do this just for some nice background noise. I have no idea exactly where she is, except she's not at home. Apparently she's not even near her phone either. She's going to pay for this. I have to dial her back. Of course, she could be on the tee box taking a swing. I hope she doesn't answer her phone. She better.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hello, sweet baby boy. How are you?
I'm well, and how are you?
I'm good. I was listening to part of your program online.
Oh, you're actually at home or in the condo?
No, in Florida.
You're in your vacation spot. Well, it's very nice to have you here on air. You know what day it is, don't you?
What day today is?
Yes.
Yes, I do know what day today is.
What day is that?
Today is the day you asked me for money.
Yeah. Excellent. And, well, it's one of the 2 days. You know, I ask for money other times sometimes as well. But, yes, I'm hoping to get a pledge from my mother for the radio show. Can I count on you?
Please.
Are we going to be able to do that?
Absolutely. Your mother is going to pledge $100.
Sweet.
And your father is going to pledge $100.
Yeah.
Because I beat him at golf yesterday.
Excellent.
Straight up, I shot an 83.
Oh, that is so nice.
So, and I'm not going to tell you what he shot.
That was probably part of the deal.
It was like 9 more than that.
Oh, wow. Is there anybody else around the area? Maybe old family friends who might be interested in pledging money today?
Oh, old family friends here with us? I believe so.
Yeah?
Let's see. Would Mr. Jack or Miss Jane prefer to talk to you?
I don't know.
Which one? Mr. Jack, you'd like to talk to Rick on the radio? Okay, here's Mr. Jack.
Mr. Rick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Jack Bunting, thank you very much for coming on air with us today. But I am going to put you on the spot.
I figured you would.
Some things never change, sir. You know that my radio station here in town, a completely volunteer radio station, is looking for a few dollars to help us through the next 6 months. And I was hoping...
We could probably do 50 there, huh?
Well, you know what? 50 will work. We'll gladly take $50 of your hard-earned money.
Thank you, Rick.
Well, thank you. Please say hello to your wife, Miss Jane, for me. And I'm going to put the phone on hold. Please don't hang up so that the folks out front can get all the needed information, okay?
I will do that, Rick.
And I hope...
talking with you, buddy.
Well, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Bye-bye now.
All right, Mark Smith or anybody else out there, I think I have the phone on hold. It's always good to be able to count on your parents for extra funds when needed. So we are here on the wake-up call, digging out money from everyone. All right, here's a call from Gary. Did Gary make a pledge? Or Gary just calling up? Actually, Gary owes me a pledge, I think, for he's on line one. All right. Ladies, do you have your headphones on?
Yes, sir.
All right. Gary, it's all you, sir.
Hey there, Rick. Good morning. Yeah, I did just pledge. I pledged and got a certificate to Clifton Inn. I can't believe they would hand over that, but that's great. That's tremendous. You got good supporters.
Yes, we do.
I just wanted to mention that I think I happen to know Jackie Checalupo. My kids went through Broadestwood Elementary School, and
yes, sir. Hi, Gary.
You know, she was one of their greatest teachers out there, and it's not just coming from me, but from other people as well that knew her as a teacher out there. My comment is kind of maybe an emotional one in a sense. When I heard Jackie say that she has a son deployed to a war zone and one going, it immediately brought up thoughts of the Saving Private Ryan kind of story. And I wondered if she would be willing to share her emotions with the audience in terms of what it's like to have sons abroad. And, you know, this organization certainly does more than just putting together care packages. It must deal with the care of their individual members, and there must be some tremendous emotions that go along with this. And I'll just hang up and see what she has in response.
And thanks for your pledge, Gary, and being a regular listener as well.
Okay, thank you very much for the compliments, Gary, and also for the compliment of my sons being away in Iraq. Yes, it is a difficult, it is a very difficult year that you spend having your child in Iraq, or in Afghanistan for that matter. That is the very reason that this organization has been formed, so that we together can talk with each other, realize that we are not going through this experience in isolation, but with other families and loving friends who hold hands, hold hearts, and keep us together when we need that uplifting relationship to hold us for a while. It is difficult, and you don't want to ever do this in isolation. So our organization helps to fill that need or void, if you will.
Ladies, we are going to wind out our conversation here in the next minute or two. Does the organization have any political aspect to it? I mean, if your child is involved in a war, or is the organization involved in any, I don't want to say promotion, but is the group as a whole take any side to the politics of the war?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Go ahead, Karen, sir.
I was going to say, as individuals, we all have our own beliefs, whether it's religion, politics, social, but that doesn't enter in to what our purpose is and what we do when we get together and we support each other. You know, there's really not room for that. We need to be there for each other and for our children, and therefore that is not a part of what we do. We are a 501c3. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do collect is used for either the purchasing of the items or the shipping of the items. So it's important that, you know, people remember that that's what we're doing. None of this money's going anywhere else. We have volunteers who do our website for us. We have volunteers who, you know, put together the float when we've been in the Dogwood Parade. So everything is used for the purpose that it is meant to. And an important thing to remember is the community has been very supportive over the last 6 years. We have had people who will stop by the Union Bank and Trust branches because they volunteered from the very beginning to be a drop-off site for donations, both monetary and material donations. So you can go into any one of their branches and drop things off. People in the community will hear us when we do certain call-ins on other radio stations, that sort of thing. Word of mouth, just when we're involved in it, the people we work with, the people we go to church with, whatever, they know about what we're doing and they know our purpose, and so they will make donations. So I think it's important to remember that, you know, that there is not a place in what we do to get bogged down by the politics of it.
Our mission statement specifically highlights that aspect also.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. We will have, when the podcast is put up, we will have the connection, the link, so you can get to the website for Blue Star Families of Central Virginia. Jackie Checalupo, Karen Bobbitt here with us today. Good luck and with your organization and helping it grow and remain capable of doing all the things that you'd like for it to do. And best wishes for family members to stay healthy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time.
And if there are people out there who do have a child that's deployed and they are looking for someone for support, please go on to the website and find the link so that you can become a part of our group.
My personal phone number is on the link, and I'm happy to field any questions, comments, or discussion. Thank you.
All right. And by the way, you will be able to find the podcast at cvillepodcast.com again later today or early tomorrow. All right. Thanks again to Jackie and Karen for coming on today. That is the sort of program that we can put together for your organization. If you have a topic that you want covered, political or not, if you have an organization that you want to talk about so that people can find out more about it, then let's have it. Dial us up, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Please call us up and help us out.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
Oh, this week The Hook goes inside the mind of a scam artist with a local Ponzi scheme allegedly running $11 million. How do otherwise smart people get swindled, and how do you keep it from happening to you? With former UVA men's basketball coach Dave Leto accepting a $2.1 million buyout and the search for a new head coach underway, just what will a winning basketball program cost? And the tough customer column returns, asking what is the proper knocking etiquette between a tenant and a repairman. The Hook, offering a free paper so you can afford to donate to WNRN. Let me also take a moment here and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for helping us out. Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville is where you can find them, providing custom t-shirts, sportswear, promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746, and at brgtshirts.com. And let me also thank 45fix.com. If you have a home improvement project, there's another way to find a contractor. It's 45fix.com. From remodeling to repair projects, immediate, no obligation estimates, available anytime. That's 45fix.com, the number 4 and the number 5 and the word fix.com. All right, boys and girls, it's 11:44. It's time for me to spend the last 16 minutes of this program asking for your pledge.
The term is begging.
Yes, I was trying to avoid that, but it is indeed, as Patrick lets us know and reminds me, it is indeed begging. But let me take a moment to thank Gary Grant for his pledge. Gary's going to be enjoying some funds at the Clifton Inn. And is it Ashley Franzen? Ashley Franzen with a pledge, picking up some gift certificate to Maya Restaurant, an excellent choice by both folks. And we have a lot of other stuff available out here. The brunch at L'Etoile. I realize that you folks are busy here listening to me on Sunday mornings, getting all excited and worked up. But the best way to calm down from that is to drive down West Main and go to L'Etoile. I'm sitting here looking at the new Sunday brunch menu. Smoked salmon, homemade muffins, including an apple cider muffin, fresh-made quiche, a breakfast casserole, homemade French toast with white chocolate and maple mousse. Come on, people. That's I'm going to get that one myself if no one else does. Shrimp and grits, which I've had there before. Absolutely tremendous. Mark Gresky is a wonderful, wonderful chef, and Vicky is just a nice person and who's helped me out in a variety of ways over the last several months. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I appreciate the pledges that we've received so far. I embarrassed myself by being forced to call my mother and beg for donations from them. It would be really nice if I didn't have to do that with others. But I do know my sister's phone number, and I will call her if that's another aspect of getting funds here for the wake-up call and WNRN. I was talking a moment ago about the top-level pledge. If you choose to make the top-level pledge and select picking the program or the topic that you would most like to see on air as your return gift in exchange for helping out the radio station, that's out there. And we talked about some of the more just the organizations in town that need attention, like the Salvation Army, like the Shakespeare Theater, like the Jefferson Madison Regional Library. But we've also done some other topics since the last fundraiser, UVA professor R.K. Ramazani was on as we talked about foreign policy here in the United States. We had several shows before our presidential election, including some presidential surrogates who were kind enough to participate. We had a couple teens here in the studio, very talented in music and theater arts. So we talked about their skills and what it's like to participate in that while also handling school and peer pressure. UVA McIntyre Commerce Professor David C. Smith was here to talk about the national economic scene. Two of our favorite local auto mechanics were on as we took call-ins for that. I had someone ask me recently about how Zephyr was doing. Zephyr, Sarah's dog, who was shot back in February. And for those of you who listen regularly, you might remember my my rant of being so upset because the vet pointed out that Zephyr was shot intentionally. This wasn't any random buckshot that happened. Someone stood over this dog and shot him. And we have yet to find out who or why. He's recovered quite well, almost fully. I find it hard to believe that someone who was shot could fully recover in 6 to 7 weeks. But but this dog was released from the vet 48 hours or so after being shot. He is truly a wonder dog. And in 2009... Zephyr's vet, Dr. Feetz, will be back on the program. He was here in September, and we will have another Ask the Vet Hour. Upcoming shows aside from that, Lee Channing will return. We do have that hour of time with Lee Channing for a Level 4 pledge. We'll be doing a show in the Metacreek Parkway coming up in April. Help us pick out the program that you'd like to do. 979-0919-1877-WNRN-ROCKS. Once again, I realize this is the begging part of the program, not always the most entertaining, but it is what's necessary. Again, Level 2 pledge, $50 pledge. It gets you a WNRN t-shirt. It allows you to show people that you support the station here in Charlottesville. We have Inoteca gift certificate, Sublime on Elliewood Avenue, the Bel Air Market, the Mill Creek Market from Tiger Fuel Company. You can use it for gasoline. You can use it for your sandwich. You can use it to buy an incredible dinner to take home. It's not just sandwiches if you have not been in those stores but have heard about them. But the Forest Lakes gift certificate already snatched up by Brenda Clements-Jones. 12th Street Tap House. I haven't been in there yet, but I can tell you that I'm very interested in going to the old Northern Exposure Building, now a brewery. It's say that once again, Patrick. Patrick from Les Temps Perdue.
I can say just 100% certainty that it is made of awesome.
$25 gift certificate to there. You can wear your WNRN t-shirt in there and look even more cool than I would nor naturally be.
And that's pretty cool. So
believe
you know.
Me, it's not. But nonetheless, you can be cool by wearing your WNRN t-shirt into 12th Street Tap House or any of these other wonderful places. The Clifton Inn is gone, but we do still have a Hamilton's gift certificate. $50 at Hamilton's, $50 at Mono Loco. And you need to call and get what you are interested in, because those of you who are listening, I called my mother. My father made a pledge because he lost his golf bet. I will be picking out thank yous for them later on in once my hour is over. Don't forget there's always the premium sheet that comes with every pledge. There's actually a very long list with cool stuff on it. I mean, I always like to point out to people, even if you're listening to this program, my guess is that you listen to music the rest of the time. And there's a $5 gift certificate to Plan 9 before you ever start. Here's a thanks to my man, Ted Henneberry, who I harassed yesterday when he pledged. to Grateful Dead and friends about why he wasn't spreading his money around to other places. And I'm glad to say that Ted stands up for what's right and does so. Ted Henneberry scoring a Tap House gift certificate. But I have another if you would like to make your pledge. 979-0919. That'll ring you out on any of the open phone lines. If you need to call the toll-free, it's 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS.
So what you're saying is that you guilted him into giving you money.
Dude, were you not listening? I guilted both of my parents. I guilted the old longtime family friends who happened to be on vacation with them. The whole program is about guilting people into pledging money. I'm sorry that that's how it works. That's my personality. That's what I do.
Well, you know what, folks? If you don't want Rick to bully anybody else into giving him money, why don't all of you that are listening to the program right now and that do turn in every week, why not just give a little bit? A little goes a long way. Even a level one pledge, like $35, doesn't sound like a whole lot. You're like, oh, it's not going to do any good. If every single person listening right now pledged even $10, Rick would break records for fund drive totals.
Well, and the thing is about if you don't listen every week, you can still make a pledge. You know, Patrick's talking about those of you who are enjoying the program from your car. Maybe you skip out on church a little early and you're sitting in the parking lot for the last half hour of the program, but you're here every Sunday. You know what? I appreciate the fact that people have other things to do on some Sundays of the year. I don't understand it because I'm here every Sunday, except for last Sunday. But I'm here all the time on a regular basis. Even though you may not be capable or able family-wise, work-wise, extracurricular-wise to listen every Sunday, I still love you and I still appreciate any pledge you can make. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Dial us up, please. Make your pledge. 1154 here on the Wake Up Call. This is WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. About 6 minutes left in the program. I really appreciate the folks who come on between fundraisers. You know, folks donate a lot of their Sunday time. It's not just the people who donate their money, which is very important and much appreciated. I don't know if people understand just how much I do appreciate when I get a positive feedback. I don't hide where I work. I don't hide who I am with a DJ name. The email address that is given out at the end of this program is my main email address. That's the one that when I get up in the morning, I check. That's the one before I go to bed at night that I look at. So if you want to comment to me about something good, something bad, further the discussion, feel free to do so. But I am much appreciative of the folks who actually come into the studio on Sundays who give up what honestly is more than an hour's worth of their time, because we're here from 11 to 12. But obviously, if you're going to drive here and be here, then you start your day at 10. You're not going to be home again until 12:30. And one of the people who deserves that big clap and thumbs up is my man, Sean McCord, who started doing this with me back over the summer as the part-time guy, the every other Sunday guy. And then the way things have happened, Sean has become the every Sunday guy.
It's a pleasure, Rick. I love being here.
Well, and I love having you here. Yeah. And one day I'll teach Sean that my preference is a mimosa before the program and not a Bloody Mary.
I'm sorry. I thought you said a Samoan.
Well, if the Samoan has a pledge to make, feel free. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. I see that we have gotten a call or two in the last few minutes, but there are phone lines open and available. Again, the level four pledge, we have so many people who write and ask me, can we do this topic? Can we do that topic? Yes, of course, we can. I can turn almost any question, almost any comment into a one-hour radio show. Some of them we may need to stray a little bit from your original proposition. But making the pledge moves you much higher up the list, because it shows me that it's more than just a question or a comment. It's a true concern and passion for what you would like how you would like to participate in the program, which is meant to be a big part of WNRN and Charlottesville. Les Temps is up next at 11:57. So another 3 or 4 minutes and you'll have the guys in here playing their 80s tunes. Drew Thompson here. Our man Patrick back in action with him. By the way, Patrick.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to give you the man hug from Sarah.
Oh, well. Just a manly hug, though.
Actually,
right?
She didn't say that. She said, give Patrick a hug. I said, I'll make sure that I give Patrick the man hug.
Well, the thing is, though, is that if it's from her, I don't think she would give me the man hug. So I think you're supposed to give me a hug from her.
Fine. I'll take care of that after.
No
hours.
Tongue this time, though, okay?
979-0919 1-877-WNRN rocks. I see that there's a couple pledges coming in, and again, I don't know that people understand how appreciative I am of this. This is something that I do. It's my carrot at the end of the work week. I adore coming in here and having the opportunity to talk to people, to ask questions that go along with this. And here's my girl, Sarah Landon, calling up $100 pledge because she wanted to go see Lee Channing. Thank you very much, Sarah. I see there is another line open, but 979-0919. I want to be here on Sundays, and it makes me feel good to know that a variety of people want this program on air because they take the time, they take the effort, and they take the credit card or the checkbook to let me feel wanted. It's so nice. Isn't it nice to feel wanted? Because it just gives us that special feeling inside. All right, 979-0919. I would love to have one more call as I work my way out the door. 979-0919. I'm going to turn it over to Drew Thompson and Patrick for Les Temps Purdue. And I'm going to go sit down and answer phones for them because it's all about support. Mark Smith is here answering phones for me today from Grateful Dead and Friends because I was there yesterday answering phones for him. All right, I'm going to finish it up. I appreciate everyone who called. I appreciate everyone who listens. I understand that it's not always the best economic times for people to make a pledge. So show your support with the email that says, hey, thanks, and hey, this is the show that I'd like you to do, and we'll make it happen some way or another. Next week, we'll be back not asking for money here on The Wake Up Call. Adios.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.